Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Happy Friday, Kid Nation.
Yeah, it's the weekend, baby.
We have another Christmas wish coming your way in about 20 minutes, so hold off on that mascara alert. We'll go ahead and issue that for you. And then we'll follow it up with a little feel-good. So we'll do Feel-Good Friday. That's coming up at about 40.
Okay.
The Chainsmokers, our interview with them at Jingle Ball. That's coming up at about an hour and a half. So if you're a big fan of the Chainsmokers, you love their music. Who doesn't?
Right.
You get to hear the guys talk. Because I know you see them jumping and dancing all the time, but what do they have to say? And our thoughts and prayers are with everyone being affected by the wildfires out in California, because it's getting bad, man. It's not just L.A. It's now
San Diego now, right?
It's moving down. It's actually close to my parents' house.
Yeah.
Where you can actually see the fire from, you know, from the homes.
200,000 people have been asked to leave their homes.
Evacuations are happening. Yeah. So if you know anyone out in California, just reach out to them. Maybe they need a place to stay.
Yeah.
None better than to head east and stay.
Yeah.
Stay with us if you need to. So we're thinking about you out there in California. And speaking of those fires, did you see the video of the guy? He looks like he's jumping around, like he's freaking out, and he's next to the side of the road, and he's freaking out, and the guy taping or the
fire
girl taping,
everywhere.
Fire everywhere. Just looks like he's in hell, basically.
Yeah.
And they're going like, what is he doing? And he's like asking for something to come to him, and you start thinking, is it his dog? Is it one of his pets? And then all of a sudden, you see him, he reaches down, and he picks up a wild bunny.
A bunny.
The bunny came to him, which is crazy.
Yeah, it looked like the bunny was trying to get away from him because it
didn't know where to go.
It looks like a predator. And he finally said, well, either the fire is going to take me out or this huge thing is going to take me out.
So cute. He walked off with it, hugging it by his face.
And from what I last checked, he remained a mystery because the person taping him was asking him for an interview on camera, and he refused to do an interview.
Yeah.
He's just trying to help the bunny. I don't need no fame.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We need more people like that in the world.
Save the bunny.
Like that a lot. And speaking of things that we like, it's time for Jenna's.
That's what I like.
What you got for us this week, Jenna?
I like some things this week.
You like some things?
Mm-hmm. Well, I have. I like to do some gift ideas because 'tis the season, you know?
Yeah.
But first, we're going to start with a song that I just came across, and I really like it. And this is an electronic artist from Australia named The Kite String Tangle. The song's called Selfish. You know that I'll be there
chill music lately.
A little poppy still.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, I like it. I always think I could hear this song on the radio. And so this is just a guy. This is just a guy. That's the name of his, you know, group. But it's just a single artist. The Kite String Tangle.
Huh.
Actually, a lot of good songs I ended up going through. He's been on the scene for a bit from Australia, but just released the first album this summer.
Okay.
So that's pretty new.
Yeah.
The Kite String Tangle.
The Kite String Tangle. Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
I do lots of research for this. All right, this is something I really want because, you know, you have beer pong.
Yeah.
But beer pong at the family holiday party, that can be fun.
Uh-huh.
But if you want to pretend like you're a little bit classier and get rid of the red solo cups, they've come out with a new game with one of my favorite beverages, champagne pong.
Champagne pong.
Yeah. Well, it's actually Prosecco pong. I think they did that for the alliteration purposes. But yes, Prosecco pong is a game, and it's just like how you would play beer pong, but it comes with the champagne fluted glasses, the plastic ones, but the fancy ones, you know?
Okay.
And champagne not included. You have to buy your own, but it comes with the balls and the glasses. So it's exactly like the beer pong you know and love, just classing it up a bit for the holidays.
It's
and
the
game's only $13. I want this. I want to get it. I don't have a table to play it on. It is tougher, so I advise you to not fill up the glass totally full. All right, I have a tech feature for you guys. On Instagram. Instagram's my go-to. It's my favorite social media app. And as of just a couple days ago, December 5th, they enrolled a new feature. So, you know, you have Stories that was to rival Snapchat. It was really crushed Snapchat since they rolled out Stories. And they go away after 24 hours. Not anymore. There's a new feature called Stories Highlights. You have to make sure, I just had to do this to try and figure it out. I realize I don't update my phone all the time. You have to have the latest update, and this just came out on December 5th. But yes, you can keep a curated group of past stories you've posted to your profile. So when you have the story, you go in there, you'll see a new button at the bottom instead of saving the story that says highlight. Mm. So you can highlight a few stories that will always stay, right? They'll always stay there so people can, and it's going to be in a different section under your bio.
Oh, I love this.
So, you know, if you want other people to see you in action and they're not actual photos, because I think we've gotten away from being committed to posting permanent photos.
Yeah.
So this will kind of be permanent. You can edit it. Any story you post automatically goes into your archive anyway, so you can choose from there, and then you can obviously disable this option, but they make it that way until you disable it.
It's like the story of my life down there.
It's the story of your life. Yeah, if you want to select a handful of your finer moments or cool boomerangs or whatever you didn't actually post, it was a story that you're like, that story was fire.
Yeah.
And I should have made it a permanent post. Well, now you kind of can't.
I saw that yesterday and I was too scared to click on it because I was like, I don't know what's it going to do. Now I'm glad I know.
Yeah. So now you know that. And then I think you guys could tell that this week I did not bring you a snack. I did not bring you a gift.
Very upset about
it. I didn't eat breakfast for that reason.
Right?
But, you know, in the spirit of giving back, I'm going to tell you about a cool gift idea I found that gives back in a really great way.
Love it.
I, especially with kids' gifts, I think hearing you guys talk about that, you know, the rule of four or all these things you're doing to not overindulge the children this holiday season, this is a very cool gift that does amazing things. It's called the Doll Kind. It's the name of the website, The Doll Kind. You get the Grace doll, a soft, huggable doll. This doll is very cute. Mm. And it comes inside. It has tokens for your children to give out as random acts of kindness, right?
Uh-huh.
So that's not all.
Okay.
But it comes with tokens. So, you know, your kid gets the doll and then can give the tokens out and say what they want to do with them. Nothing. It's more just a symbolic thing, right?
To show you I appreciate you type thing?
Yes, yes, yes. Right, exactly. So
like
to say something
nice. Thank you or something, or you're so pretty. Maybe.
Exactly. Yeah. So the doll comes with a kindness kit. So, yes, there's special phrases on them to show gratitude, love, kindness, that kind of thing. So they can hand them out to strangers and things, and they'll say nice things, which is really sweet, right?
Yeah.
And then also the doll, like I think for every doll sold, they give a doll to a child in need. So there's a whole lot going on with the doll, but it's called the Doll Kind, and the doll's really cute.
Okay.
It was really cool. So I know, Al, this isn't the best gift for you unless you're dating really young these days. But yeah, I like it. I like gifts like that. So I'll have more next week for you. Gifts that give back. Why not? If you're going to buy your child a doll, and this is a cool doll, why wouldn't you give them one that has something good inside? Exactly.
Yeah.
I might get that for my daughter, I think. My daughter would love that.
I like it. It's really cute.
Because she's been giving away her stuffed animals lately.
Yes.
Yeah, and then she regrets it when she goes to sleep. That way she could just give away her tokens.
Her tokens in her doll. Yes.
Perfect.
All right. So, yeah, I got a doll, Instagram, a song, and Prosecco Pong.
Prosecco Pong.
It'll be on KidNation.com so you can see everything later.
Champagne Pong.
Classy Pong. Coming up next, we'll issue that mascara alert for you. We have a Christmas wish. Best friends for a long time. Lifelong best friends. And her best friend lost everything.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know what to do, so she reached out, and we'll see if we can help her next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Time for a Christmas wish.
Mascara alert?
Yeah, mascara alert, Big Al Mac.
Oh, boy.
Childhood friend edition here.
Okay.
It's nice when your friends from childhood that you grew up in are trying to help you out.
Yeah.
Let's bring them in again. They never know it's coming. That's why I like this blind side. This is one of the good blind sides.
Yeah.
And now, another Kid Craddock Morning Show Christmas wish.
Hi, Kristen, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Kristen. My name's JC. I got Kelly Raspberry and Big Al Mack and Jenna Owens here. We're the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Hello. How you doing this morning?
Hi.
I'm doing okay.
Confused. Why are we on the phone?
It's not the best. It's not the best, but I'm doing okay.
I know. And this is why we're calling you. And I know you're in the dark right now, and we can hear it in your voice, because you don't know exactly what's going on here. But Kelly Raspberry has something that she would like to read to you real quick, if you don't mind.
Okay.
All right. This is a letter we got that says, I'm nominating a dear friend of mine, Kristen. We've been friends since seventh grade, but on November 29th, her family's home burned down. Kristen takes care of her mom, brother, and his two kids, who are 14 and 9. She has a big heart and goes over and beyond to make sure her family's together. Currently, she is working for FEMA and has been deployed in Houston assisting homeless Hurricane Harvey victims to find permanent housing. It's unfortunate that now she has to go through the same situation as most of those victims. Everything's been destroyed due to the fire. Now, luckily, no one was home and everyone's safe. But Kristen's now having to come home to deal with the crisis with her own family. Granting her a Christmas wish might help their family find some relief this holiday season. And that's from your friend Marie Kenworthy.
And she's on the phone right now. Hi, Marie.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Morning.
Kristen, what happened? I mean, this was just a week ago. What happened?
A week ago. It's undetermined.
Yeah.
What caused the fire. And right now we're trying to recover.
Yeah.
And that's the hardest thing that I have ever experienced, and to watch my mom cry. Mm. I know it's just things can be replaced, but this was her home, this was our home, and
there's memories,
it's
right?
It's hard. I can't
imagine. You think you can, but you can't until it happens to you.
And look, we don't know why the fire started, and I'm sure they'll figure that out, but what we do know is that you did lose your home, and you did lose everything you had in your house.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but that's what you do. You go out there and help people that lost their belongings and their homes, and now it's happening to you.
And it's like, I don't know how to. I can help others recover and start that process, but I don't know how to do it for myself.
Well, see, this is why you have Marie in your life, because Marie is going to be your Kristen. And she wrote us this letter, and what she was nominating you for, it's for a Christmas wish. And we've teamed up with our friends at JCPenney, and we're going to take care of your Christmas this year, okay?
Thank you.
I mean, I know, I'm sure you need everything, right? You need some home goods or, presents.
I need everything.
Clothes. I mean,
everything.
Just...
Yeah, I mean, there's...
We went to the laundromat this morning. We were like, okay, I think this is smoky, but it's not burned, but let's see if we can wash it. And I have the clothes now. I'm like, I'm getting ready to put it on the street because it's not. We can't salvage it.
Where are you guys staying right now?
We are staying at a hotel right now until we can find some temporary housing.
How are your kids doing?
My niece, she's having a hard time just dealing with, hey, I don't have my space anymore.
Yeah, right. Everything
she's
used to
doing
know.
And, it's just dealing, my nephew Tyson, he's sad and I know it, and trying to help them. And it's like, I don't know how to. And we pray.
Yeah.
God's going to take care of it. But now it's just a day-by-day process.
How old is Tyson?
Tyson is 9.
He's 9. He's a 9-year-old.
What would he love? What's something he lost that he loves?
He lost his PlayStation, his PS4.
Uh-huh.
He lost that. And so he was like, I can't play my game. I was like, oh, don't worry about it. Like, oh, don't worry about it.
Yeah, when you're 9 years old.
Don't worry about it.
When you're 9 years old, your PlayStation is your world. Yeah. And that's where you live right there.
I had Barbies.
Yeah. Your niece is 14 years old?
She's 14.
And what's her name again?
Christina.
Christina. And what's Christina missing a lot?
She's missing her markers. It was last night. She was doing her homework, and she was like, I don't even have my Sharpies anymore. I don't have my Sharpies. And so today I was going to go out and get her Sharpie kit. And so that was on my list of things to do today, is go get her Sharpie. And, my mom, I'm with my mom, and now I have to go back to work. And so I'm like, okay, we're going to get through this. we're going to get through this.
You are, baby.
You will get
you
through
are.
This.
You are.
And hopefully this is a stepping stone. And you got your friends like Marie that are going to be with you every step of the way.
So you guys grew up together. You've been together since, what did you say, seventh grade?
Seventh grade.
Oh, I want to ask you some stories. I want to ask you some stories. We'll do that off.
Maybe another time. We're feeling too good right now.
Yeah, we're feeling too good. And JCPenney has everything that you guys...
Kitchen, home, toys, everything.
Okay. Yeah, we can't replace everything, but it's a little bit of a start,
That way you can get your shopping started, okay? And we'll try to see if we can get Tyson his little PS4 back, because I know my dude's a little sad that he can't play his games.
Yep.
And Christina will get so her much. Art supplies so she could keep doing her homework, because she sounds like a very smart young lady, and I'm sure she's going to go far.
You know, she was like, I don't want to do my homework. I'm like, you have to do your homework. And so we were sitting on our bed, and she was like, well, help me do this. I'm like, I'm not a math genius, so. I said, go back to your notes. And she was, I'm lucky I took it with me, or it would have been burned.
Yeah.
Well, and look, don't.
I'm sure Marie will help you out with that gift card, and you guys can go shopping together so you don't miss a thing that you need to get, okay?
Thanks. Yes. Thank you, Jerry. Love you.
I love you, Kristen. Yeah.
Love you, too.
You called me by my government name.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, at least you still have a little bit of sense of humor in all of this. And you have to, you know?
That's what's going to get you through it, right?
Yes.
Glad y'all have each other.
God bless.
Christmas wishes really do come true on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Trying not to cry. You made me cry today. And you're making me cry today.
Last night I took a walk in the snow. Couples holding hands, places to go. Seems like everyone but me is in love. Santa, can you hear me? I signed my letter that I sealed with a kiss. I sent it off and just sent this. I know exactly what I want this year. Santa, can you hear me? I want my baby, baby. I want someone to love me, someone to hold. Baby, baby, baby. You'll be all my own and I'll be grateful. Santa, can you hear me? I have been so good this year. And all I want is one thing. Tell me my true love is here. He's all I want just for me. Underneath my Christmas tree, I'll be waiting here. Santa, that's my only wish this year. Oh, yeah. Christmas Eve, I just can't sleep. Would I be wrong for taking a peek? 'Cause I heard that you're coming to town.
Kid Nation, we see you sending a text messages saying how badly you want to help this family.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're doing, we're going to try to put something together here in the next few days.
This has been so recent. They didn't even set up a GoFundMe page. They're so overwhelmed by what just happened. So.
Most Kid Nation members are asking, is there a GoFundMe page? What can I do? I want to bring clothes. I have a bunch of clothing for ladies around sizes 8 to 12. I'd love to give it to this family. Can you guys find what size clothes they need? I want to donate. So we'll try to figure out. We'll get all the information. Hopefully by next week, early next week, we'll let you know what we can do for...
Yeah.
There's good people out there.
For Kristen and Marie. because they need it, man. They lost everything.
We'll put some in place so you guys can hold on to that stuff and give it to them.
We'll definitely do it. And we do want to go into the weekend feeling good, Kid Nation. We feel good after helping out right there with that Christmas wish. So pick up that phone. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And tell us why you're feeling good, Kid Nation. Why are you smiling? What's causing those teeth to show? I got one for you guys, man, because I told you I have the four present rule for my kids.
Yeah.
Yes.
Each present, you get three strikes. My son already had two on one present.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
But I was able to take those away.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Proud father alert.
Oh, you deleted strikes.
I deleted both of the strikes for my son. I'll tell you why on my Feel Good Friday next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Remember when we were on Kids Kids and we talked to our boy Benny?
Yeah.
And I said, ladies, get yourself a Benny Casas.
Yeah.
It's his birthday today.
Yay.
His wife wrote us and said it's his birthday. So happy birthday, Benny Casas.
Yeah,
happy one
birthday,
of our kids'
buddy.
Kids' dads. That's making us feel good. Let's launch into
make you feel, good.
Feel Good Friday.
I love what JC just did.
Launch.
He went with both fingers up in the air to Trey. He went, let's launch.
Oh, finger pistols.
Yeah.
Finger pistols.
That's how Trey and I communicate.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's, through let's, finger let's, points and pistols. But the double pistol means let's launch. Do this, right?
Ready.
See, now I'm going to be self-conscious.
I don't let you get away with anything.
I'll go back to the head nod.
No, I like it. I mean, it was like pretty big. Like, let's launch.
Was it pretty? Did it look cool. Official? Like,
yeah.
Did I look like a professional?
It looked like you've been practicing, yeah. But it was pretty seamless. Yeah.
I do it every morning when I'm in front of the mirror. I'm like, yeah, that's a good one for Trey.
Yeah.
Sometimes I, I have a Feel Good Friday for you guys.
Because all right, come on.
My son, Kaysen, and I told you, we're doing the four gives, three strikes each. You get three strikes, one's gone. And so I was trying to find a way to relieve some of that because he already had two strikes and it's very early in the
wasn't
month.
Looking good.
And he came home yesterday and inside his backpack, he had a certificate and I pulled that thing out and it read, the Principal Award. And this is where I got pumped, right?
Whoa.
Is awarded to Kaysen Chavez. And this is what I was like, my Kaysen? And it said, Kaysen is an amazing young gentleman. He's extremely kind and he always looks out for others. His positive attitude brings joy to us every day. We are lucky to have him at our school. My son got the Principal Award. And I looked over at that little chart with the strikes and I was like, son, those are gone. You have a clean slate. You got the Principal Award.
Did everybody get a Principal Award? Or I'm not trying to... I'm just asking.
Only three kids.
Ribbon? Just asking.
Kaysen and two other kids got the Principal Award, which is cool, and I'm sure they do it every month, right?
That's
I don't know how often.
That's fine. That's fine.
And I know he's in kindergarten and everything, but every night when I put him down to go to sleep, I tell him, always choose to be nice and be kind and look out for others, and this is what was written on the letter. It's like he's listening,
which
is a big deal, right?
That's a very big deal. Way to go, Kaysen.
Now... There's a president, the principal's award, and then Rodolfo. What do you have for us?
All right, so I got notified today that my two girls, Michaela and Samantha, and their two friends, it all started with a sleepover. They said, "Hey, we want to start volunteering, Dad," and I said, "Okay, what do you want to do?" It's like, "Well, I want to start making some bakes and cookies for the military," and then we went from baking that, then we went to the USO and started greeting the sailors and the Marines and all them.
Yeah.
And so they earned 80 hours and qualified for the Presidential Volunteer Service Award from the President.
All right.
Well, that trumps principal letter.
Yeah, it does. They got the presidential award.
You just got Trump.
I mean it to override yours. I mean,
I literally got Trump.
You should have just dropped the telephone right there. You know?
Wow.
Congratulations, Rodolfo.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Man, presidential award right there.
Yeah, get out of here, JC.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, hey. We got to start small in kindergarten, Jenna.
Sit down.
Yeah. Baby steps.
You got a Feel Good Friday for us, Jenna?
I do, yes. Lindsay wrote us and said, "Hi, everyone. I teach at a small rural high school in Southwest Virginia. This summer, two of our students tragically died within a month of each other. Our community is very small and tight-knit. And the losses rocked both the students and teachers of our high school. But this fall, some of the faculty organized a school-wide lip dub video to bring the school together and try and lift everyone's spirits. The planning and filming process was so much fun. And the final version just hit YouTube."
Yep.
Yeah, a great video. And we are putting it on our Kid Nation Twitter account, just at Kid Nation. We're going to put the link there for you to go check it out and support this school in rural
it's good.
Southwest Virginia.
Oh, cool.
Go check it out. It's really good. They did a good job, guys.
Yeah, way to go, guys.
And Kelly, you have a feel good that you saw.
Yeah, I got one of our listeners brought this to my attention. Caleb Electric Brain. It was a lot of people were seeing this video on YouTube. Caleb, he's about to graduate high school, but when he was only 13 months old, his mom was driving a minivan that was hit by a tractor trailer, killed the parents. His two brothers and two sisters were injured, but he suffered traumatic brain injuries. And if it wasn't for this one nurse, they believe he would have died. So he wanted to find the nurse responsible for saving his life.
Yeah.
He had moved to Utah where he was raised by his aunt and uncle, but so he went with this video, and they have finally found the nurse. Unfortunately, she passed away from cancer few years ago. But
he knows who she was.
They found out who she was, and I think what they've decided to do is Caleb wants to still meet her family.
Yeah.
And let them know how much what she did meant to him and how far he's come. And they might post another video about that. So that's if you've been following the Caleb Electric Brain story, it's going to have a happy ending.
He finally got his his answer. It's not the one he was looking
for. It's all over the news on Facebook, I believe, is where it all started. It was really sweet.
That's awesome. And look, we got a lot of Feel Good Fridays about the snow that's been hitting all around the South. We feel you. We're happy for you. We're waiting. We didn't get it as hard as some people.
Snow for the first time in 9 years.
Man, so cool. We love the pictures you're sending us to Kid Nation.
Awesome.
Albert, how you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm great.
All right. Why are you feeling good, sir?
Because after 15 years, I fit back into an extra large shirt.
Yeah!
Yay!
Albert!
All right, my man.
My man.
Hey, hi, hi.
No, he's slim all Albert now. What are you talking about, sir? Congratulations, Albert. Thanks for sharing, buddy.
No problem.
All right, man. That's a big deal right there.
What if he's got any double X's, he can
you want the old one?
Hook a brother up with.
And congratulations to Emma. She got the lead in her school play. We got a bunch that we didn't get to, but we love you guys. Thank you for sharing.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We are rounding out our interviews from Jingle Ball.
Mm-hmm.
Closing it out with the Chain Smokers. The Chain Smokers. We all know them, right? So baby, pull me closer. Kelly and Justin were actually singing this before the break.
Yes. I never get tired of it.
What do you think they're chain smoking? Marlboro Lights? Menthols?
I don't know what they chain smoke.
Camels?
Probably L&M.
I like the Chain Smokers because I feel like we can sing along. And we can fit the song just right.
Because they can't sing either.
No, it's not that he can't sing, but it's like he's closer to us.
Normal people.
Yeah.
They're not like Beyonce or Mariah Carey.
Right.
Yeah.
Those girls, we can't reach their level of voice.
Mm-mm.
But I feel like he makes it approachable and we can actually get down with it.
See that.
Be like, yeah. Except for Halsey. Halsey's got the voice of an angel.
It is.
She can just keep on singing.
It's so different.
Yeah. So they were at Jingle Ball. And I know you think, so the Chainsmokers just basically produce these songs and they go out there and they spin them and stuff. But no, they put on a show. These guys are jumping. They're all over the stage. They're singing. They're doing it live.
Yeah, fireworks.
Yeah, there's pyros.
Lasers.
Confetti.
Confetti. I mean, these guys put on a lot of effort when it comes to putting on a show.
It's like a fireworks show.
And you guys got to talk to them. In fact, before they went into the room, my wife and I were taking our little couple's picture.
Ew.
And they were walking by. They photobombed our picture. So I will always have that picture now the Chainsmokers photobombing us behind us while they were going into interview with you guys.
Alex and Drew, they're good guys. They're good guys.
Let's see how the interview went. Kelly Raspberry and part-time Justin with the Chainsmokers.
Don't touch the glitter face. You'll never get rid of glitter.
Yeah. As for Kesha, not for you guys. It's for Kesha. But, I mean, I hope y'all like it.
Yeah.
You could have done a glitter beard.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
For the holidays.
I mean, my name's Glitterface.
Yeah, I can go under that name. Yeah, if I could.
My name's Glitterface.
And I've got a...
No, that's
I don't care what you think.
Yeah, it's a 21 Pilots song.
No.
They're a great band. You should check them out.
Okay, I'll check them out.
Yeah.
Justin, you didn't know that was 21 Pilots?
Blurry Face.
Like, no.
My name's Blurry Face, and I don't care what you think.
What's the rest of the song?
If I could turn back time.
Oh, like the good old days.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't. I do know that song. I just didn't know that was part of the lyrics.
No.
So you were off to a strong start with the Chainsmokers.
I know.
Totally connected.
Connecting. Sure, okay, let's start over here.
Don't touch the glitter face. You'll never get rid of glitter.
Yeah. As for Kesha, not for you guys. It's for Kesha. But, I mean, I hope y'all like it. Yeah. Yeah. You could have done a glitter beard.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
For the holidays.
I mean, my name's Glitterface.
Yeah, I can go under that name. Yeah, if I could.
My name's Glitterface.
And no. I've got a...
No, I don't care what you think.
Yeah, it's a Twinkle Pilots song.
No.
They're a great band. You should check them out.
Okay, I'll check them out. Yeah. 21 who?
The Chainsmokers introduced Justin to some new music.
Yeah.
And you know what? I would like to thank the Chainsmokers because I didn't realize I was an EDM fan. I didn't realize until they told me, but you like the Chainsmokers, yeah?
Yeah.
And I found out y'all were EDM.
You're part of the tribe.
I know. I didn't even know it. I thought I was like too old for that.
You should see her in like a mosh pit. Oh my God.
I'm crazy scary.
For all turns. Yeah.
You got crowd surfing and all that.
Thank you.
Y'all tweeted about new music coming out in 2018.
Oh yeah.
What are some artists or that you'd be working with next year?
Or is it a secret?
Or is it, if it's a secret, yeah.
We actually are. I'm singing most of the songs. So
really,
for real.
Yeah. No, that's good. I mean, you have a really excellent voice, and I think that surprised a lot of people because most DJs do not sing.
Right.
But this was something. Is DJing something you do in addition to singing, or is singing something you do in addition
honestly,
to DJing?
Honestly, the first song I sang on was Closer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we just, you know, I wrote it about myself, and my friend was like, "Yo, you should just sing this." And honestly, I cut it as a demo, and then people made me believe in keeping myself on the song, and now I'm a singer.
I like that. Did it scare
you? Did that scare you at all to put your own vocals on it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What got you through that? Just be like to.
Well, all my friends liked the record, and I liked the record, and it sounded good, and we just put it out, and we always kind of just throw stuff out and see if it works, and if it doesn't, we just keep throwing more stuff out.
Yeah, and I don't think it would have worked with anybody other than Halsey. It had to be that combination on that song.
It was perfect, yeah. It was a really cool time for, like, you know, we had a couple songs that were just starting to blow up, and so did she, and it was, like, a really cool, like, moment for both of us.
Yeah, we love her, too.
Will we hear your voice on any of the songs?
Yes.
Maybe one.
For real? Oh, shoot, for real? Yes! Are you warming up that throat?
I'm like Will Ferrell and Seth Brothers.
Oh, okay.
You got a reference?
He's not good with references.
No, I'm not
good at references.
Okay, well, because I know you guys are bros, right? You guys are bros, right? Y'all like to talk a little bit bro talk, right? Like gnarly, radical.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen some videos on YouTube where y'all talk like that. Yeah. So I was thinking, in your own bro voice, what's the gnarliest celebrity party you've ever been to, bro?
We threw a pretty good Grammy party last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll be throwing another one this year.
We will be. We were really stoked that we were nominated.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
And that's for a pop. Do they have an EDM category at the Grammys?
They do.
But were you nominated in an EDM?
No.
That's odd. Okay, so you were nominated for Best Pop Duo Group Performance.
We weren't even contenders in it either. So you can't say we weren't, like, nominated.
Okay, oh, yeah.
Because you have to submit something. Yeah, that's how the process works.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're both. You're diverse. But congratulations on that nomination. So you're going to throw another party?
That was the first step. As soon as we found out that we were nominated, let's start planning the party.
Yeah? Whose house?
Well, it's in New York City, so it's like up for debate. We live in L.A.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
any names on the guest list already?
Glitterface is invited.
Glitterface, perfect. I'm also curious about Alex. You were part of Chainsmokers before Drew was, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what was it about Drew that made him stick? Where you're just like, you know what? There's something about this guy that I really like.
He had no other option, to be honest.
Stuck.
Yeah.
No, we bonded over the music that we were both like in love with, which was at the time dance music, and kind of grew up listening to the same stuff too, even though we didn't know each other. And you know, it was a happenstance of great timing and luck, and you know, taking a risk, both of us, and it worked out, obviously, so lucky.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
That was a sweet story.
That was a bro moment.
Well, no, their bromance is just so beautiful. Yeah. You know, have you checked out their Instagram? It's just like them working out too. Like, okay, come on, Drew, those abs. What's your favorite ab workout? And don't lie too, because you're not ashamed of them.
You know, like the ab roller?
Yeah. Where you gotta like lay down and then go. All right.
That's a hard one.
Any big plans for the holidays? Anytime off.
I
want to
go skiing.
We're going skiing.
Yeah.
Is that where you're gonna celebrate your Christmas with family, or just gonna take off?
Oh yeah, they're coming skiing too. Yeah.
And then you got any big plans for 2018 in addition to making new music? I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, if the music goes well, then we'll do a lot of stuff. And if it doesn't go well, then we're gonna have to go make more music.
We need to let the Chainsmokers go because they've got to get ready to perform, and they also want to catch some of the acts tonight. So thank you all for being here.
Thanks for talking to us.
Be safe skiing.
Be safe skiing, indeed, chain smokers.
I'd hate to have something happen to them on ski trips.
Yeah, that would be bad.
You broed them, Justin.
Well, because they had so many things they had so many things on their Snapchat where they're just talking like this fry. It's like so radical.
Like that, or are they like just they just
that's
how
just how they talk.
No, that's not how they talk. That's just it's
a bit.
They it's a bit for them.
But they didn't want to do the bit.
They didn't want to do the bit with me. Because it was their bit.
Well, you're not one of the bros.
I think you lost them when you didn't know the 21 Pilots song.
Yeah, or the Step Brothers.
What is comment. Step Brothers reference was gold. Even,
what were they referencing?
Step Brothers.
Singing.
They're singing. He sounds like Fergie and an angel.
He's singing Andrea Bocelli,
I saw that movie once.
Yeah.
So shame on me for not writing notes down.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. You're a little snarky.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I mean, you know
so
what?
You like them? You guys like them?
You've had some great interviews.
Comes Judgy Al.
No, I'm not being judgy at all.
No, not every interview is going to be like a...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, chemistry.
Not everyone, don't I know it, everyone you're not going to walk away from. Like, wow, that was a great...
I already told y'all I didn't feel like we connected. I told y'all that last week, so...
Yeah.
Listening back to it, honestly, it wasn't as bad as I felt in the moment.
Yeah.
Still wasn't the greatest, but
I got hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They actually were very kind to you guys, and they kept going.
Yeah, they were nice. It wasn't they weren't nice. It's just that I was like, I don't know what to say to this.
Yeah.
Sorry I went that way, bro.
I mean, I thought it was all right.
It's all good, bro.
Eight out of ten.
8 out of 10, bro. That's still pretty good, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, right, bro.
Norley.
You can check out the interview along with the video at KidNation.com. We got the Chainsmokers and all the other artists from Jingle Ball. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, Niall Horan, Liam Payne, Halsey,
Kesha,
Camila Cabello,
Charlie.
Everybody was out there. So go check them out, KidNation.com. Well done, Kelly and Justin.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, baby, pull me closer.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time to talk to the naughtiest person on Santa's list, you guys. Of course, I'm speaking of Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. Hi, Gray.
Oh. How are y'all doing?
Doing awesome, Gray. How you doing?
Oh, good. My state is on fire, but we're okay.
Yeah. You stay safe out there, Gray, because we've been thinking about you.
Thank you very much. I have been thinking about escaping in the world of movies.
I know. That's all we have right now to talk about, right, Gray? We can escape the fire right now so you can tell us what's going on in the theaters this weekend. And I'm excited to talk to you about one in particular.
I know, and I want to talk about that one second because I want to get the first one out of the way.
Oh, no. I bet it's a great one.
I know, right? That bodes well. It is just getting started.
Uh-huh.
And that movie stars the great Morgan Freeman, a.k.a. our Lord God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to get some tweets about that. And so here's the deal with this movie. He's playing an ex-mob lawyer who now owns a Palm Springs resort. Okay, so he's in the witness protection program. He's, like, left that life behind. And in comes... Miss Congeniality, Tommy Lee Jones. And he is, wouldn't you know it, an ex-FBI agent.
Mm-hmm.
And these two guys kind of have a rivalry going. They both golf. They both are wanting to hang out with the same gorgeous, classy lady played by Rene Russo. And then a whoops. The mob comes and is trying to kill Morgan Freeman and shut down his resort.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no. Not Morgan.
Not God.
I know. They're going to be in trouble. So these two guys that previously were so different have to learn how to work together.
I'm guessing you are not too fond of this movie.
I'm not very excited about it, and it didn't screen for critics.
Wow.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, we know what that means.
So to be fair, this movie is for fans of Morgan Freeman, Tommy Lee Jones, and the great Rene Russo, and it's also for folks that want to go see a movie about, like, older people being naughty. But I would say lower your expectations just a little bit. Maybe bring in like a spiked hot chocolate.
Oh. Ooh, that sounds good.
One question about Morgan Freeman, and then we can move on. Have you ever seen him in a love scene?
Oh, no.
I haven't either.
He's been acting a long time.
I feel like him just talking to you is like him making love to you.
Like in a Barry White kind of way.
Yeah. You know?
I having sat across from him many, many times, I can confirm that that is the case.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
See, I told Morgan you.
Morgan Freeman does, in fact, love the ladies. And so perhaps he just loves them so much that he doesn't want to overwhelm movie audiences with putting it on screen.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I'll have to Google that. I'm intrigued. And there's nothing?
Yeah, they say he's avoided love scenes in a lot of movies. I do remember, I thought he got close in Along Came a Spider, one of those crime ones that
right.
I saw, but not really. Like, he's never actually had a sex scene.
Right, right, right.
Just kissing.
It's interesting, right?
Oh, no, man, that's an excellent question. God, the next time that I see him, I'm going to ask him straight up.
All right, tell him Big Al wants to know.
Yeah. Yes, that's very interesting.
Yeah,
for that you brought that up.
That long.
And now to the movie we've been waiting for, Gray. Or at least I have.
The Disaster Artist.
Yes.
So in order to talk about The Disaster Artist starring James Franco and his brother Dave Franco, I need to give somebody out there just a little bit of background information.
Okay.
So in the early 2000s, a mysterious man named Tommy Wiseau decided that he was going to make a film, and he has an accent of indeterminable origin. He wears several belts at one time. He is a generally strange human being, and somehow, we don't know how old he is, we don't know where he's from, but somehow he came up with allegedly about $6 million to make a movie called The Room.
The Room.
Oh, The Room. So here's the weird thing about The Room. It's terrible. This is not a movie to be watched by yourself. You have to watch it with your friends, watch it with a theater full of people, because here's what happened. This movie that should have disappeared is now a worldwide cult classic. Like, they do screenings of The Room all over the planet. And it's the most bizarre occurrence in the world of cult movies and in the world of any movie. So it's long fascinated all of us. And I'm a big fan. And so I was really excited when one of the stars of the movie wrote a book called The Disaster Artist about his friendship with Tommy and about the making of the film. So James Franco directed the movie version of that book, and it is spectacular.
Wow. I'm so happy to hear that.
It is so good. I loved it so much. And I will tell you, you don't have to have seen The Room in order to enjoy The Disaster Artist.
Does it help?
It really helps. It adds a level of enjoyment to it. But this movie, at its core, is just a story about two friends who really want to make movies. So they move to Los Angeles, chase their dream, accomplish their dream, and then see it grow into an amazing phenomenon, basically. So it's not making fun of Tommy Wiseau, who's very easy to make fun of because he's totally bizarre. It has a lot of affection. It's really funny. It's completely bizarre and unbelievable at every turn. You guys have to see it.
We gotta watch the DVD before we go see this.
We got it. We got it all set up.
Squeeze in.
Graham,
check it out. It's 94% certified fresh, you guys.
Man, wow.
You want to come over and watch it with us?
I'm going to fly in. No, I'll fly in. I'll make it work.
All
I want to get away from these fires anyway. It'd be nice to breathe.
I'm not going to brag, but I got a 42-inch TV with your name on it.
Yep.
Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. Thank you for that great report on The Disaster Artist.
This one's for the fans. You're tearing me apart, Lisa.
It's
Tommy. I bet when I see that movie,
yeah,
it's going to be so funny.
It's Tommy. Oh, man. I love you, Greg.
Mwah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.